We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Radio.com app, you want to download it because that is the easiest way to now listen to us when you are not in the car and you know you're spending a lot less time in your car these days. So download the Radio.com app to catch us anywhere on the go. Social media is all at 929TheGame, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. The best way to follow this particular program and to be a part of us is through our personal Twitter handles. You can catch me at JMCH316, at JMCH316, your water cooler talking points, 3 to 6 months in advance of anybody else that is out there. He is back in Midtown producing the show tonight. Jarvis in the building, at JarvisD90, at JarvisD90. This is your nightly look at all things Atlanta Falcons, the Falcons flyover. So the Atlanta Falcons getting ready, obviously, for the draft coming up in 2 weeks from Thursday. Matt Tabe caught up with Falcons president Rich McKay, talking about a few things for the website. In asking about the draft in the midst of, you know, coronavirus and new uniforms and everything else, McKay said, I've seen them and I'm all on board. I've seen them numerous times, talking about the uniforms, more than once. He says that I'm jacked up about the new uniforms. Listen, anytime you do it, first of all, it's not a normal process. It doesn't take 1 week or 2 weeks or 3 months or a year. This is years. This is a lot of fan input, a lot of player input. This is a great partnership with Nike and them helping. I'm looking forward to unveil. I have no question that you'll have people say, I didn't expect this or I didn't expect that. That's part of it, but it's cool and I'm looking forward to it. Now, he says that it's going to be different given the fact that we're not going to do it live at a live event. We're going to have to do it in a new social environment. So I still don't think they have an exact date for all of that when they're going to launch it, but it should be coming up very quickly as we're getting into the draft. And in talking about the NFL draft, Richard McKay talking about what it's going to be looking like this year in the midst of a virus. Is it the same as in past years? No, it's different. But we'll be ready to go, and I think one thing you need to know about the NFL is we'll make it a spectacle. It may be a virtual spectacle, but it'll be a spectacle. We'll make it entertaining. You'll see the prospects. You'll see them in their homes. You have plenty of interviews. It will be very engaging and entertaining. And in a world right now where we really want content, we really need content to keep our minds where they should be, which is off some of the 24/7 news cycle, the draft will be a walk of relief. No question about it. Then, listen, we've talked about the fact that I don't care what they do. They could put the NFL draft, put Roger Goodell and the John Travolta boy in a bubble and bring out the Oompa Loompas to hand them tickets. It ain't going to matter. You're going to get tons of people. And I don't know what the largest draft audiences of all time. I don't know what the highest rated draft show is of all time. Maybe it's that 83 when all the quarterbacks were there, the Elway, who else was in that draft? Todd Blackledge and Marino and, yeah, so many of those guys that were in that huge quarterback draft. I don't know if that's the most watched one. I have no idea. I don't remember ever seeing the ratings and don't know. But let me put it this way. There's no reason why this can't be the largest watched, the most viewed draft in the history of the NFL, because people are starved for content right now, and they do want to see something that they can sink their teeth into and at least have some kind of reaction and commentary on what's in front of them. So I won't be surprised if when the draft comes out, And, of course, you know, it'll be round one, then round two. Then they'll finish up, you know, on Saturday with the remaining rounds. But I expect that there'll be some huge numbers, and people are going to get excited. And let me tell you, if they can get a few trades mixed in or what have you, you'll really see, you know, if there's a lot of activity on draft night, especially in that round one, yeah, people are going to be really jacked and excited about the idea of watching the draft. 2018, okay, that's the highest draft. Okay, and I'm sure this could every bit as eclipse what that rating was, no matter how they come off. And we know there's going to be, you know, what was it, what did we say, EA Sports or one of them is going to do like some virtual stuff with the players and with Roger Goodell and the bumps and stuff like that and have a little bit of fun with it as well. So they'll make it a spectacle. Have no fear. That's what they're going to do. All right, let's get to some audio clips. So Robert Quinn decided to go to the Chicago Bears, and allegedly it has come down to the Bears and the Atlanta Falcons is what the decision was going to be. You're going to hear Robert Quinn talk about how he decided between the Falcons and Bears when it was all said and done.
You keep talking about flipping a coin. You didn't flip a literal coin, did you?
that's kind of how it came down to the final decision. You know, it was pretty tough. I mean, basically that's what it boiled down to. It was a coin flip. And how about this? Bears was on the right side of it. You know, I don't regret it. And you know, like I said, I moved on from the past. And you know, how about this? It's basically how I picked my college. You know, I thought I wanted to, you know, have one place, and woke up the next morning going somewhere else. So you know, like I said, I think the powers above, you know, always does things in a funny way. So I think I'm going to Chicago for a reason.
Well, there you have it. I don't know what the difference in the money would have been between the Falcons with Robert Quinn and with Dante Fowler. I think Quinn got a longer deal maybe with some more guaranteed money. But, I mean, who knows what the deals were between those two guys. But it is fascinating to hear. Is that not like the most Atlanta sports thing to happen, is that, you know, Robert Quinn's got it down to two teams, and, you know, we can't even win the coin flip? I mean, literally, that if what he's saying is true, and I don't have a reason to doubt him in this, if what he's saying is true, now, I don't know. Let's watch. Now that we know that information, right, don't we have to watch exactly what Robert Quinn does versus what Dante Fowler does? And I understand different defenses. I mean, I don't know if you know or not. Chicago's got that dude. So I get it. It's different. Yeah, they got that guy. I mean, that guy and a half. So I don't know what it means, but it will be fascinating to see what Robert Quinn does in Chicago, what Dante Fowler does here. I don't know what the difference in money would be. I don't know what the difference in production would be for those two guys. But it will be something that we'll keep our eyes on and see what he does. All right, Grady Jarrett, he joined Fox 5 Sports Crew. Let's let you hear a couple of clips from Grady. First off, starting how he talks about how Dante Fowler is going to make his job that much easier.
When you have disruption on the edge, it forces people up in the pocket. And getting Dante, man, has been awesome. I know it's going to be an awesome addition to our team. Guy, I feel like he's entering his prime and just got his best football ahead of him. I feel like he's hungry. That's what I want to play with.
Well, let's hope. I mean, if we were ever going to get a career year out of Dante Fowler, it needs to be this year. If there's ever going to be the best season that Dante Fowler has ever put together, Lord in heaven above, have mercy on us, give it to us this year. Because if this team is legitimately going to get into playoffs and compete for that Super Bowl, then they have got to be able to sack the quarterback. They've got to be able to get to the quarterback, sack the quarterback, and Dante Fowler is going to play a huge piece in all of this. Now, we heard Rich McKay's comments about the Falcons uniform. Here's Grady Jarrett telling Fox 5 his thoughts about the new uniforms.
Game changer. Game changer for sure.
Well, let's hope. I mean, I hope we have more to be excited about than the uniforms. How about that? Which I'm looking forward to it. Now, my understanding is, by the way, too, the logo will stay the same. I don't think the NFL lets you changed the logo. Remember, they changed the logo when Jerry, what was it, when Jerry got here is when they changed the logo, right, to when they went to a different bird on the side of the helmet when Jerry got here and they introduced the black uniforms and things like that. I think Jerry changed the logo on that. Now, I may be wrong. I'm just trying to remember off the top of my head, but I thought it was Jerry that when he was here, they changed the logo around. Let's hear one more from Grady Jarrett. Obviously, guy's not able to really get together and do workouts. He can't really go to the gym or do any such thing. Here's Grady talking about how he and his trainer are helping him get ready for all this.
Doing as much as I can to stay in shape and be ready. Me and my trainer getting real innovative on how to stay in touch and put workouts together.
Well, listen, of the guys that are on this Falcons team, I think the last guy that I'm worried about figuring out how to stay in shape and get ready and be ready to play football is Grady Jarrett. I think that's the last guy that I have any real fear about how he's going to be ready for the season. So obviously very much looking forward to when they get back on the field and get to some play. Now, if you haven't watched on Twitter, by the way, the Falcons, and I don't remember what time it started tonight, but the Falcons on their YouTube channel, and were also live tweeting, and they were getting some of the former players like Jesse and Jamal, and there were certain guys that were tweeting along with it. They were replaying the 1998 NFC Championship game, which I guess technically was in 99, but the obviously the game where the Falcons went up to Minnesota, beat the Vikings, Gary Anderson misses the kick, Mort makes his, you know, so many storylines about that game. That was such a great game to watch. I mean, that's as compelling of a football game for rooting for the local teams as I can remember. They had no business going up there. Remember, the Falcons were 14-2 that year and still didn't get home field advantage because the Vikings were 15-1. Culpepper, Randy Moss's rookie year, Chris Carter, Robert Smith out of Euclid High School. I ran track against Robert Smith. Didn't really run against him, but was at a few different track meets with Robert Smith. They were awesome. That was a team that was dominant at home. Monster year, and the Falcons went up there and commit no penalties on their offensive line, no procedure penalties, and find a way to win that game. So many big moments. I've said before, if Mort's kick is the number one, two, three, you know, one or two best moment in the history of the Falcons franchise, don't Chuck Smith of Randall Cunningham, not Culpepper, it was Randall Cunningham, the strip fumble against Randall Cunningham in that game. That was a complete game changer in that game. Chuck's got one of the two or three most important plays in the history of the Atlanta Falcons. So they're streaming on YouTube. They've been live tweeting all night long, all the guys. Pretty fun stuff to see when there's no real live football. And very quickly, Todd Gurley officially signed, physical in place, everything good to go. We wondered about when this was going to happen. Well, it was official today. The Falcons and Todd Gurley agreed to all the terms, physical in place, and now Gurley is an Atlanta Falcon as we get ready for the draft coming up 2 weeks from Thursday. What's that, Jarvis? Oh, physical still pending. I'm sorry. Yeah. But I think he has had a physical. I thought he had gotten a physical, but I may be wrong on all of that, and they were getting the information back for it because I thought they couldn't sign him until the physical played itself out. But they said that he's officially a Falcon. The team announced it, so that's good enough for me. All right, when we get back, it's going to be time for That's Life. Jarvis and I are coming up with our five things that we are missing the most right now, and all my losses of last week turned into my green gains for today. It's all next. That's Life coming up on the John Chuckman Show, hanging with you on Sports Radio Nights on the Game and on the Radio.com app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Welcome back on the John Chuckman Show. Hanging out with you at 9:22 on a Monday night. You know what time it is.
That's life.
That's life.
That's what all the people say.
404-741-0929. That's the phone line. That is the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. Interact with us there. Follow us on social media. Give me a follow at JMCH316. Thank you to some of the folks that have been jumping on board trying to still get to that 5,000 mark, or the drive for five. I think we're 4,900 in the 60s now. So give me a follow. Let's get to 5,000 followers. So one little milestone at a time. At JMCH316. He is at JarvisD90. So a few things to get into tonight. So, you know, the fickleness of the stock market, as Jarvis and I continue to play and have some fun, and my guys at work are going at it as well. But, you know, I ended last week with my portfolio being in the red. So when I first got in, things go up. Really looks good. Really looks nice. And then last week, you know, took big hits everywhere. And the thing that I did last week when I got hit big was I went and bought more. I went and bought some more for all of it. I invested more money in the market. Today was one of those days where everything bounced right back up and actually back to being in green on the portfolio. So the portfolio is back to being in green. Literally the only stock I could not get to go up today was Delta. And I don't know, did you guys see the report? Jarvis, did you see the report about Delta over the weekend? They were reporting that they were going to have losses of revenue somewhere around 80%. 80% based on projected revenue. And I know, I think American Airlines is going to be way down as well. So, you know, obviously when that news came out, and I want to say it was late Friday or over the weekend when that report came out. Was it late Friday? Yeah, probably after the market closed. Late Friday, that Delta was going to have losses of revenue around 80% in the first quarter, and that stock has just been fighting. Now, here's what I'll tell you, and it's funny because I've had several folks hit me up on Twitter, DM me, also on the text line. You know, you got to ride the waves, and that's what we're doing, you know, with all this. So, you know, Boeing bounced back up. I think it was up $27 today or something like that, or $20-something dollars today, $24.25 today. It's bouncing back. Delta will do the same thing. You know, there's no reason to panic about Delta. Delta's not going anywhere. Delta's not going under, okay? They're going to get cash infusion from the stimulus and all that kind of stuff, okay? So, you know, when people say about the airline industry, it is too big to fail. It's not going anywhere. But they reported that they were going to have big losses, which anytime you put out a report that you're going to have 80% drop in revenue, people are going to freak out. Now, I will tell you, a couple of these stocks, I've really enjoyed how much they're moving along. That one tech stock I have called AMD has had really nice gains for me. I was trying to see what the percentage was that I've gotten up out of it. I've gotten 17% out of that. AVTR, that has given me a 24% increase. NGR Power, which is an energy company, 15.96% growth on that stock. So, you know, there's some of those stocks that I didn't spend a whole lot of money on that weren't real high dollar stocks, but, you know, are starting to turn a little bit of a nice return. And look, that's one of those things that you just sit back and just wait. Now, the other day, I think I mentioned, Jarvis, did I mention that I bought into a cannabis company? That I bought into one of those? Kronos? Yeah, Kronos. I bought into Kronos. They just got like a $1.2 billion infusion of cash from some company, and they are looked at as one of the really good investments for later this year, that the returns that you're going to see are going to be later this year. We get past all of this. People get back to some of their medicinal wants and needs and things like that, and they've got an infusion of cash. I think they're a Canadian company, I think, is what they are. Kronos. Read up a little bit about them, but they're not a very expensive stock. I think I literally was buying them at like $6 a share. I think they've peaked. I think they're 52-week highs, like 18 or 19. And I bought them for like six, somewhere in like maybe six and a half, or something like that, 6.50 or something like that. So they're a pretty good value right now, but people are looking at them in the long term as one of these companies that has a chance. And I'll tell you, Mark Cuban, Jarvis, stole a line that I've been saying, you know, through this thing. He talked about how Look for startup companies. Look for entrepreneurs that are coming out of this crisis, that are going to find a way, that need to infuse some cash and some capital. They need some cash and capital infusion. And, you know, if you can find that startup company, that's what I want. I want to find one of those startup companies, Jarvis, that's got really low buy-in, you know, IPO, really low IPO, and get in and just sit on it and see what happens. I don't know who that is. I don't know what that is. I'll take your tips if you've got that. Trust me, I'll take any of those stock tips that you got out there, because I'm always looking, you know. If I could put about another grand into the market when it's all said and done, that's about where I want to be. If I get a few thousand bucks in there and just let some of that stuff sit and let it do its thing for a while, then I'll be happy. Now, I asked Jarvis and I, because, man, I was, you know, out and about this weekend with the daughter, and you take for granted so many things that you're not able to do now. And I asked Jarvis to come up with his list of the five things that he really misses right now, because I've got my list of things that I miss right now. Now, Jarvis has having family over for cookouts, especially with the weather breaking, being able to go to a restaurant and sit down and eat, not having to wash my hands 1,000 times a day. I like that picture of the Terminator's hand that sits up, that they say, this is what your hand's going to look like at the end of this viral epidemic. I've had to cancel some events I was really looking forward to, and being able to go to the store and buy some Lysol. So I get it. I mean, I'll tell you, my number one is haircut. And I need a haircut, and just being able to go get my hair cut, just, you know, when I need to get it cut, I really miss that. I'm with Jarvis. Just going and sitting. I mean, listen, you know, I pick up my daughter and we go out and eat and stuff like that. I mean, we went Saturday. We picked up Longhorn Steakhouse on Saturday, and so I there's one right there at Mansell Road. I called over there, put an order in, went over and got it. And you, like, walk in, and you walk over by the bar, and that's where they got everything set up. It is so weird to see, like, Longhorn Steakhouse with the lights off and completely empty at 6 o'clock on a Saturday. I mean, it's almost surreal when you think about it. Like, that Longhorn is always busy. There's always action. There's always folks in there. There's always people in there, waiters and servers and bartenders and stuff like that. There's always so much activity. And you walk in there, and the only area lit up is by the bar, and there's nobody in the chairs and booths and tables. It's weird. It's as if I was going there for breakfast before they opened up or something. But this is 6 o'clock on a Saturday. So just the idea of going to sit at a restaurant and relax and have a drink and just eat some food. Because, I mean, we're going to the park at picnic tables. We're bringing food back to my place. It's just a weird, weird event to it. So that's one of mine. And honestly, the mall for me. I like going to the mall. I like going to the mall. Just people watch, walk around the mall, grab something. I've said many times, I'm a brick and mortar guy. I'm not an online shopper. Okay, I'm not somebody who likes to online shop and all that. I'm a brick and mortar guy. I like to go to the store and get what I need. And that's, I know I'm an old fart and I'm old school about all that, but I just like brick and mortar, and I love the mall. You know, we go to North Point Mall all the time. Just walk around, maybe get something to eat. Look at a few stores, see what's going on, what kind of sales they got or whatever. My daughter needs an outfit or something. You know, we'll go there and get it. I mean, I enjoy the mall and not being able to go to the mall. And I'll tell you the other one, going to the movies. Because we're missing out. You know, James Bond is coming out in April, was supposed to come out in April. Now that's going to be like November before it's come out. I've been waiting like 4 years for the next James Bond movie to come out. Everybody knows what a huge James Bond fan I am. But not being able to just go to a movie, like on a Friday or Saturday night. Just go to a movie and just lose yourself for a few hours. And people say, well, you could do that at home. Yeah, but I like going to the theater. You know, I'm one of those people, again, I'm an old fart. I like to go to the theater. I'm not a sit-at-home Netflix and chill kind of person. I'd much rather go to a movie. Yeah, it's more expensive. Trust me, I know. Good Lord. and go to one of those ones that I go to, like North Point Mall, where they got the full bar, you know, and it's like $9.50 for a Coors Light. You know, I mean, it's I get it, but I just like going to the movie theater. I like that whole experience. I like being at the theater and the popcorn and the big screen and the sound and just I like seeing movies in a movie theater. And I guess it ties into the restaurant. Having a drink at a bar, man. Just if you want to stop off and get a drink at a bar, I definitely miss that. But man, I need a haircut and I'm ready to get one. Whew. I just want to go. I may go in myself and just grab their clippers and try to figure it all out and try to do it myself, because I definitely need a haircut. I don't want to go back to the old days of my Jean-Claude Van Damme or Steven Seagal ponytail. I don't want to have to get back to like 93, 94 Chuck Reed, you know, hanging out at Houlihan's at Perimeter Mall, or hanging out down in Buckhead with my ponytail. Although it got played, Jarvis, but the ponytail played. But anyway, I definitely miss, first and foremost, being able to get a haircut. All right, when we get back, we will hear from Charles Davis, NFL Network analyst, does a great job of previewing the draft and getting ready for all your draft coverage. So had a chance to talk with him earlier this evening as we talked about the NFL draft and what the Falcons are going to do. So we will hear from him coming up next. It is the John Chuckery Show coming to you live here on a Monday evening. Sports Radio 92 on the game and powering through your radio.com app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.